Welcome everybody to share number 12, Siman Kuf Gimel, 103, and we'll be doing today Halacha Aleph through Dalet. Okay, let's start by reading the first Halacha. Kol Davar Shetamo Pagum, anything that has a bad taste, Eino Oser Taruvuto, doesn't make the Taruvus Oser. Even though it itself is a good taste, it's not a bad taste, it has its own nice taste. It's nice, it tastes good. But if it's pogim, the taruvis, if it makes the taruvis taste bad,
it's mutter.
The Ramah. Miudvarim chashuvim kibriya, things that are chashuv like a bria. A bria has chashivus because it's a bria. The Rabbanan gave it a din of not being batal lefil be'alef. Okay, yotvam im ein pognim im pagumim im, if they're not pogum ba'atzman af al pi shepogim atavshil ein a betalim afil be'alef. In other words, a davar chashuv, even though it's pogum, does it taste bad? It's not but the way you feel about Aleph. Unless that davar chashuv goes down a notch and becomes more pogum than it really is. So we gave an example of that in the previous shiurim, that let's say you have a fly. It has to be a little bit more pogum than the way it was born. Okay, so what we're saying now is no sin time with gam. Something that gives a bad taste is mutter.
We see from the Gra, Dalet, that he says, "V'kol shirui lager, anything that's rui to a ger that a person would eat, is called shmat nevela. Has the name of nevela. Af al pi she nifgama hasam, even though that it's a little bit bad tasting." Nifkama. High time of mitnei shenechal bitnei atzmo. When do you say that it still keeps its name of nevela? That's when it's pogam, but it still is edible. Lefikach tarich shetifkom mechilas adam. When do you say it loses completely the isra of eating it? When it's inedible for a person. Aval. Taruvis shegufo bato barov af midrabanan, but it's taruvis mixed up with heter as a taruvis, then it's bato barov even with the rabanan. Vlo asur ala mishum tamo the tam ki ikar deraisa gzei remino atu sheino mino lefikach kol shetamo pogem. Therefore, anything that its taste is pogem katzas a little bit mutter, it's mutter. Lefi sheino nosin tam, because it's not giving a good taste. The adarabah hu pogem, it tastes bad. Avu b'lecha robo, if there's not rove against it, aser mashum shagufo eino bato. It's aser because the goof, the chafetz itself is not bato, if there's not rove against it. The ki'ilu hu be'ein, and it's like be'ein. In other words, if it's pogem, but not to the point where nobody will eat it. It's only pogum a little bit. So you need rove heter against it, and its taste won't usher. So if you pull it out, its taste won't usher. And if you have rove against it, so it's batel. But if you don't have rove against it, so it's like it's be'ein, and the chafetz itself is not batel because it's still edible, even though it's a little bit bad tasting. Now let's take a look at our shir. The Gemara at the bottom of page Samach Zayin, Vodazora Samach Zayin Amid Beis, says that Nosin Tam Lufgam is Mutter. As it is taught, do not eat any Nevela. You may give it to the stranger. I don't mean a strange person. It's called the Ger Toshav. Those were the citizens in Eretz Yisrael that were not Jewish. You may give it to the stranger that is in within your gates. The Gemara understands from this pasuk that anything that is fitting for a stranger to eat is called a nevela. Whatever is inedible is not called a nevela. Okay, as we just read in the Gra, if it's inedible, so it's not called a nevela, and therefore loses its status of Isser. It's in the name of Rashi. The Mishnah, Samech Hey Amud Beis, the taste of anything that does not give hana is mutter. So if you don't enjoy eating it, it's mutter. For example, vinegar that fell into barley. Okay, what kind of vinegar? Footnote, the Gemara says that we are dealing in a case that the taruvus is hot. If we recall, the vinegar gives a good taste to barley. So it's hot vinegar. Let's look at our halacha. The Rama says, that which is chashuv, for example, abriya, and similar isurim, which are not pogum, in essence, are not batal. Even if they are pogum in the taruvus, and are not batal, even in a thousand. The Gilgan Marsha says that it seems from the Rama that abriya that itself is pogum, is batal. However, we see in Siman Kuf Dalet number 3 and 107 base 2 that only the tam of a bria that tastes bad, for example, ants and flies are batal, but not the bria itself. You see in Kuf Dalet Gimel that dvarim ham usim shenafshu shel adam katzavahem, things that are disgusting that a person's doesn't like them, like ants and flies, mosquitoes, shekol adam bodel mehem, that people stay away from them because of their mius, even if they are mixed up in a tavshil and they dissolve, they are only mutter if there is more heter against them. And if you look over there in Kuv Zion Sif Beis, you see the same type of idea. Zvuv v'kiyotze bo medvar mamusim shenav shoshal adam katze behem, a fly that people stay away from, they're disgusting. Shenimsa b'tavshil, if it's found in the food, you throw it away. Some people would even squeeze out the juice from it. You throw it away. B'tavshil mutter, and the tavshil is mutter. But you see here, you have to get the fly out. The fly itself is not mutter. She'ein flaytas dvarim elu pogim asuros. That the flayta of these bugs, or something that tastes bad, doesn't make anything usher. However, they themselves are usher. So you see that something that tastes bad is usher, and you need the nevatel. In fact, here we're dealing with a bria, so the bria itself is not butel. But yet we saw from this Ramah that it looks like the bria is batal. In our case, it looks like the bria is batal, if it's pagum. Since the Ramah says, Mihu dvarim chashuvim kabria okiyotibo, im einon pagumim atzmam, if they themselves are not pagum, apel pishavogim tavshil eino batalim, filbealas, mashm, if they were pagum, they would be batal. And we saw two places where even though that the fly is a davar pagum, and you see they're not batal. Here it sounds like they would be batal if they were a bria that was pagum. Therefore, the Gilyan Marsha brings the Pri Chadash that explains the Rama is only talking about things which in essence taste good. That's in our case. In such a case, if the bria goes bad, then it is batal. But something which in essence tastes bad, it is not batal. That's what we saw in Kuf Dalet and Kuf Zion. The Chavos Das, he's going to explain a little bit more, says that even a bug which is lifgam is batal if it spoils a little bit more than its original taste. So like a moldy fly would be batal. But if the fly is not moldy, it just dives into your food and you can't find it, you're running into trouble. Then it's not batal, even though it gives a bad taste. So according to that, one whole fly could usher a cholent. You won't be able to eat the cholent.
So how do you eat the cholent? You have to sift every one, every spoonful, or you have to look at it. If you know a fly dived in there and didn't get broken up. So we'll learn more about that in Kuf Dalet.
Let's go on to sift base. Pagam ze ein tarich shifko magamai. Doesn't need to be completely pagam. Ad she'a keks le'ochlo, until it's inedible, like we talked about. Ella afim katas ein osur taruvaso. Even if it's a little bit pagam, in a taruvis it's not asur. Itself, in and of itself, it still is asur, like we said, but it won't osur the taruvis. V'yesh mishomer dainu dafkik shinitarev iser muat im heter muruba. When do you say that it itself will not usher the taruvis? That's when it's a little bit of iser with a majority of, or a lot of, heter. Aval iser meruba l'toch heter muat, but if it's a lot of iser inside a little bit of heter, v'afilu mechsa al mechsa, even 50-50, ein omrim nosen tam lefgam mutter ad sheivkom legamri. But if it's more heter than iser, or half-half, so it's not mutter until it's not fitting for a person to eat. V'im ein sham mamashos shel iser, if there's not mamashos of iser, elatamo bilvad, you got the iser out, and all that's left is tam, afilu iser meruba v'heter muat mutter. Even if the iser is a lot, and the heter is a little, so then everything is mutter. In pogim katzas, if it's pogim katzas. Someone asked, how could there be tam without mamashos? So that's the kashi in the Darkei Tshuva. He brought it in the name of the Yad Yehuda, and he says we're dealing with a case of, there's two kinds of isurim, or two kinds of food. There's the type of food that's not going to give off a lot of taste, and there's a type of food that's going to give off a lot of taste. So if the type of food that does not give off a lot of taste fell into heter, even though that the iser was one time bigger than the heter, but it's not giving off a lot of taste, so then if it's pogem katas, so then the heter will mevatel the iser, even though the iser is bigger than the heter. Again, we're only dealing with the taste that comes out of it. You can't. That doesn't mean you can eat the iser itself. Back into the mechaber. V'yesh mi shochach. There is somebody who says, perish mikavel ahachmir the oser. Somebody who says that it's oser. Lomar she'im higdila iser midato. If the iser adds an amount, midato shel heter ad shehum hashbiach yoter, you're happy that it got bigger. Kishe'ocho begodo midato, when you're happy to eat more of it, even though it doesn't taste the greatest. Mimena shehu pogen behefsed tamo. In other words, you're happy that it got, you're happier with the amount that it got bigger than that it tastes bad. You'd rather have more of it, even though it tastes a little bit worse. Asher achiv so milechol adam. Then you can't eat that food until it spoils, that it's inedible. B'med v'amemurim, when do we say that all these dinim up above? Shepogem mitechilaso v'ad sofo. When the food is pogum from the beginning to the end, no matter what happens. Avolim yishpiach uv'sof pogem. If it starts out good and in the end tastes bad, or pogem ublasof yishbiach, or it starts out bad and in the end tastes good, the food is asur. Rama, yesh omrim, afogav da iser lifgam v'amachal mutter, even though that the iser is pogem and the food is mutter, makom akom akadera asura. The kadera is asur in bishlaba, if you cook in it. In other words, this iser started out as a good iser, but the point is that in the food it was no good. So the food is mutter. However, the pot remains usher. In Bishaba Acharkach Tofme Eisleis, Hatavshil, Sheha Isr Harishon Noten Botam Lashvach, Nesar. Nesar, Hatavshil Asheni, Imloa Yabo Shishim Negra Isr Harishon. So you see that we're worried that the Isr in the pot still can usher a second taruvas, even though in the first taruvas it didn't usher that taruvas, that first food that you cooked in the pot. Why? Because it gave a lousy taste to the food. But the second food that you cook in it, maybe it's going to give a good taste. So the pot is usher, because we're worried that in the second time you use the pot, this time the usher that went into the pot and comes back out, this time it's going to give a good taste. Even though when it originally went in, it gave a bad taste to the food, who says it's going to do that to the second food, so that the pot becomes usher. Aval im naro atavshil arishon b'kaf v'takbo achrakach akaf l'tavshil sheni shu gamken pogam. But if you stirred it, the food, with a spoon, and the iser in that tavshil was pogam, then takbo achrakach hakaf l'tavshil sheni, you stuck it into a second food, Shugam Kim Pogam, that the second food is also Pogam, Lo Nasra Kadeira. The Kadeira is not going to be usher in the second Tavshil. So that second pot is not going to be usher. The Chaim V'Davar Shein Tam Klau. Something that doesn't even have a taste, Kagon. Hayora Shematichin Bo HaDvash, the pot that you use to make honey. Apopishiesh Sham Rugle Advarim, even though that there is bees legs in that dvorim, bees legs in the honey. Lo nasra yora, the pot's not usher, the chokayotu bezeh, and anything like that. Because bee legs are usher, but the problem is they don't have any taste, so they won't usher the pot, and they're buttle in the honey. Now let's take a look at our shir. Halacha kuf gimel, sif base. When bittul applies. Beis Yosef brings a machlokas between the Rashba and the Ran. According to the Rashba, if the Isser is greater than the Heter, or even equal to the Heter, it is not batal, even if it is lifgam, unless the Isser is inedible. However, if it is the minority, it is batal, even though it is only slightly lifgam. So this we talked about already. Furthermore, if the Isser fell into a lesser amount of Heter, so the Isser is greater than the Heter, and the Isser is completely removed, the taste will not usher the Heter because it is a lifgam. Okay, that we also understand. Taste of lifgam cannot usher anything. The Ran holds that if the Isser increases the volume of the tyrubis to a size that compensates for the bad taste, then it's not batal, even though it's lifgam. Okay, that was clear in the halacha, and now we're just explaining that that's a machlokis, Rashba and Ran. For example, if a person is happy with a 20% increase as opposed to the bad taste, then the iser is not batal. Okay, that we saw clearly in the Mechaber. Now here comes a little bit more complicated issue. Not l'shvach, not l'vgam. The Shach comments that if the Isser does not give either a good taste or bad taste, 60 is needed against it. The proof that the Shach brings is from Gid Anasha, that's in Siman Kuf, where we learned that if the Gid is dissolved, then 60 is needed against it, even though the Gid has no taste. You would think Tom Kiker is derisa, and therefore I don't need 60 against it because he has no Tom. No, it even a Gid Anasha needs 60. We see that the Shah holds that even if there is no taste, 60 is needed. However, the Prima Gadim and Rebbe Kiva Eger bring the Pri Chadash, who hold that if the Isser gives no taste, it is Batul Barov. That's no taste. It's Batul Barov. But if the Isser gives a taste, any kind of taste, which is neither good nor bad, 60 is needed. Bad now, good later. Okay, it's lifgam now and lishvach later on. What's the din? Even iser that will eventually taste good is batal now, if it is lifgam now. Later, when the iser tastes good, then it is not batal. It's in Shach 7. The Prima Gadim says that even though the Pri Chadash argues on the Shach, we can be makel since it is an iser derabanan. The reason why it's an iser derabanan is because right now the food is pogim. Well, later on, when it comes to Shvach, so that's not going to be an iser, that'll be usher deraisa. It's not an iser derabanan later on. But right now, since it's pogim, even though later on it will become a Shvach, so it's usher, it'll be mutter right now, we could be makel, according to the Prima Gadim. Now we'll talk about the case of spoons. The Ramah says, however, in the first tavshil, okay, there's a first tavshil, if the first tavshil was stirred with a spoon, and then that spoon was used in a second tavshil, so we have a first and second tavshil, which is also lefgam, note the also, so the first tavshil was lefgam, and the second tavshil is lefgam, the kedera, meaning the second kedera, is not usher. When you put that spoon into the second kedera, we don't worry that the blias of the spoon is going to go into the kedera and usher the kedera. Okay, the Taz asks a question. Why does the Ramah say that the spoon was used in a second tavshil, which is also lifgam, which implies that the iser itself is no santam lifgam in the first kedera, or the iser is no santam lifgam in the first kedera? So you have no santam lifgam in the first kedera, and no santam lifgam in the second kedera. It could be a very nice tasting iser, but in the first kedera it's no santam lifgam. I stirred it, so some of the iser went into my spoon, and then I stirred it the second kedera, and it's no santam lifgam even in the second kedera. The kasha is, even if the spoon was placed in iser gamor, let's say it was placed in mamish treif. In the first kedera it's treif, so we're not even going to talk about the first kedera anymore. It's treif. It was placed in iser gamor. Lishvach, beautiful tasting lishvach. Then, when it was placed in the second kedera, it is not barnata tera, since it is lifgam in the second kedera. In other words, when I put it in the second kedera, this nevela, which was completely nevela in the first kedera, was lifgam in the second kedera. So that's called not barnat tehetera. Since when the spoon, the blias of the spoon come out into the second kedera, it's already called a not barnat. Why? One not, one nosentam into the spoon when I stirred the nevela. So now the spoon is one knot. Then when it comes out of the spoon in the second kedera, that's called not bar knot. And since it's a lefgam, it's called not bar knot de hetera. Okay, so that's not bar knot de hetera. It's a bad taste when it comes out of the second spoon. So the taste that came out is mutter. And even if the second pot is used afterwards, and the iser gives a good taste to the food now being cooked, so then not bar knot de hetera went into the pot, and now I'm using the pot to cook food. So we do not usher the food. This is the Taz's question. When I use that second pot a second time, so that pot should not be able to usher anything because it's not barnata tera. Once the blias became mutter, they cannot usher again. Will not usher the food. Therefore, the Taz says that even if the iser was lifgam in either pot, the second tavshil is mutter without 60 against the iser. In other words, as long as that spoon was boleya lifgam blias, that somehow the blias were turned lifgam, so even in the second pot, if it was roy lishvach, it didn't matter because the blias were already mutter in the spoon when they entered the spoon. As long as they entered the spoon before, as long as they entered the spoon in a lifgam state, they will never usher again, because that will be called not bar not the tera, since they were lifgam when they entered the spoon. And the second time when they come out, that's not bar not of a hetera. The Minchas Yaakov 85-74 says that the Ramah was worried that the spoon would touch the kedera and the blias of the spoon would go directly into the kedera without first going through the tavshil. In that case, it would be called one knot in the walls of the kedera. Then when the kedera is used, it is called not barnat the isura into the food. So why do you have to have it pagam in the first tavshil and the second tavshil? Because if it was only pagam in the second tavshil, we have a chashash that the spoon would touch the sides of the kedera, and instead of the blias going into the tavshil itself, it would go directly into the walls of the kedera, which would be one knot, because it's going direct without going through any water. So it would be one knot into the spoon from the first kedera, which would be a lishvach, let's say. And then it goes into the walls of the second kedera because the spoon touched the second kedera, touched the walls. Therefore, it would be still one knot because it never weakened. It just went from one wall to the other wall. And it was lishvach, we're assuming it was lishvach in the first taruvus. So in the second taruvus, it never even hit the food of the second taruvus. It went directly into the walls. So now when it goes into the second tavshil in the second kedera, that will be not barnat the isura. Okay, so again, I'm going to read that Minchas Yaakov. The Minchas Yaakov says, the Ramah was worried that the spoon would touch the kedera and the blias of the spoon would go into kedera first without going through the tavshil. So that's why the Ramah said that both tavshilin need to be lifgam. Because if the first one was not lifgam, so we have a chashash that the spoon touched the walls, and the blias that the spoon first absorbed went into the walls, and it's not lifgam in the walls. And then when it comes out into the second tavshil, the second food, it will be aser. Make the food aser. The Nekudas HaKesev answers for the Ramah that even not bar not is aser unless there's three knots. So three knots are needed for not bar not the hetera. Therefore, if the first pot is lishvach, then the blias in the spoon are aser. Okay, that means iser blias go directly in the spoon. Good. And we cannot begin to count not bar not, since by dover iser, not bar not does not apply. So it's, you can have not bar not bar not bar not bar not, and it doesn't even apply. Consequently, we only start counting from the second not, the second pot, which is lifgam, and therefore mutter. Therefore, we must be talking about a case where the first case is lifgam. In other words, not bar not only applies to milk and meat. Not bar not means that the second taste is so far removed it doesn't have the original taste of the milk, or does not have the original taste of the meat. That's not bar not. So you say not bar not to hetera when it goes into something parv. Not bar not to isura when it goes into something like the opposite min. But by dover iser, no matter how many knots you have, it's always not bar not the isura, because the taste itself, no matter how weak it is, that taste is intrinsically usher. By milk and meat, it's only the taste of milk and the taste of meat together, which is usher. But by isser, even a weak taste of isser is usher, unless it becomes lifgam. If it becomes lifgam, so now that taste is mutter. So once you are in the arena of mutter taste, like milk is a mutter taste, meat is a mutter taste, and isser, which is lifgam, is mutter. So once you're in the arena of a mutter taste, two steps removed, which is not bar not, the taste of a taste of something which was originally mutter, the taste of a taste will never usher again. Not bar not the hetera. Once it becomes not bar not the hetera, it can never be put back up to not bar not the isura. So that's why you have to have a lifgam in the blias of the spoon, before it got to the blias of the spoon, because then those blias were really mutter. When the blias went into the spoon, they were mutter. So once they're mutter, another step removed, not bar not the hetera, we matter it, even though that it was originally isser, and even though that we say by isurim we don't have the din of not bar not. But in this case, since it was mutter, we could say not bar not the hetera. And the Mishmas Ozahav holds like the Taz, which means that he's worried about the kalim touching, and the blias will go from one to the other. So you have to have you have to have already a lifgam to begin with. If it was just lishvach in the first kli, so then we usher the food. We usher the kli, the second kli.
Sif Gimel. Afilu en koach b'yisr levado lipogom ela al yaday davar acher shemasaya, even though it itself is won't make the food pogom except with something else added to it, could go in shenafal yisr lekadei rishesh ba melach o tavlin meduchin, salt or some spices that were ground up. The ilame hamelech matavlin shaba lohayabo koach the iser the pogom afilu hachi mutter. And if it wasn't for the extra salt or spices, the iser would not make the food pogom. Even still, it's mutter. So with the help of spices, even though the iser normally was lishvach, with the help of some spices, so everything becomes mutter. Let's look at our shir. The source of this sif is Gemara Avodah Zorah, Samech Zayin Amud Aleph. Reish Lakish said, "Do not say that the reason the Isser is lifgam is because it lacks salt or has too much salt. It lacks spices or it has too much spices, and therefore is usher. Right now it is pugum, and therefore mutter." Okay, let's read sif Dalad. Shemin v'dvash shel avi kochvin, shemin and honey of an anju. Af al pi shehen mevushalim, even though they're cooked, mutarim, they're mutter. Mimnei shehabasar pogem es hashemin umasricho v'chein v'dvash. So shemin and honey, which are usher, if it's mixed with meat, will not usher the meat because it's pogem in the meat. The Ramah, v'yesh omrim, the basar eno pogem devash. Meat and honey are not an opposite type of thing. They're not bad for each other. Rak mashka nasa nevash, a liquid that is made from devash. Okay, somebody wanted to ask if it's a mashka means a drink, like a mead, a honey mead. But I looked it up in the Darkei Tshuva, and he said that mashka of honey is a liquid honey. He compared it, he said, by shemen, a mashka of shemen means cooked shemen. So a mashka of honey would be cooked honey, liquidy honey. Ubemakum she'en hefse gadol yesh lahachmir. And in a makum where it's not hefse gadol, we should be machmir and assume that pure honey, only pure honey, is bad for meat.
but not a mashkev honey. If you get into it in a stuck situation, so you can say that pure honey will be pugim with meat. Basar o chalav b'yayin, or chalav here. Basar o chalav b'yayin, havilav gamma mutter. Meat and chalav with wine is mutter. Okay, back into our shir, meat and honey. The source for this sif is the Gemara of Avodah Zorah, 38b. Rav Shesha said, cooked oil of non-Jews is usher. Rav Safra argues that it is mutter, because if iser got mixed in it, it gives a bad taste. There is a machlokis rishonim about what type of iser the Gemara is speaking. Rashi says yayin nesef got mixed in, and the Rambam says that non-kosher meat got mixed in. We see that according to the Rambam, meat gives a bad taste to oil. Regarding honey, there's a similar Gemara on Lamed Tet Amud Beis. The Shach Yud Gimel brings the Beis Yosef, Simen Kuf Chaf Beis, that says that everyone agrees, except the Rambam, that a Stam Kli is an Eino Ben Yom, and therefore Lifgam. The Mechaber brings an additional reason to permit honey and oil cooked in a non-Jew's kadeira, that it gives bad taste to honey or oil. This is true even if the kadeira is a ben yoma. However, the Beis Yosef asks on this because we see that the custom of the world is to cook meat with honey. Good kasha. Cook meat with honey. He answers that honey together with onions and spice give a good taste to meat. Honey alone does not. The Taz says that meat does not give a bad taste to honey, but it will give a bad taste to gravy or mashke made of honey, liquidy honey. This is the din of the Ramah, Lamaisa. For the Svardim, the Kafachayim says that one should follow the Ramah, except in a Hetzer Merubah Rashas Chadchak, that meat and honey are okay. They don't give a bad taste. But meat in watered-down honey, liquidy type of honey, gives a bad taste. Therefore, if the meat was mixed up with honey, pure honey, so then we would say that that's l'shach. And you'd have to be machmir. If the honey was usher, then it will usher the food. L'maisa for the Ashkenazim, the Shach says that the halach is like Rashi. Therefore, meat is nosen tam l'shvach in honey, and even in oil. However, wine is nosen tam l'vgam in honey and oil. Now let's go to the review question. Question number one. What is the source that nosen tam l'vgam is mortar? We said, look in the Gemara, Samech Zayin, Amud Beis, which brings the pasuk, Lo tochlu kol nevela lager shebi sharecha. Kor rui lager, krui nevela. Shein rui lager, ein o krui nevela. Whatever's fitting for the non-Jew to eat, that's a nevela. Whatever's not fitting is not called a nevela. Number two. Usher vinegar fell into barley cooking on the stove. Later, it will cool off and taste good. What is the din while the taruvus is hot and when it cools? So while the taruvus is hot, the prima gunim matters it, and the pri chadash asers it, because later on it will become l'shvach. And when it cools, everybody's going to say the food is aser. Number three, are eino ben yom abliyas edible or inedible? Do they need a vittel? How much? So eino ben yom abliyas are really edible, eino ben yoma, but they're not roy for a non-Jew. They're livgam. So how much of a bittle do they need? Rov. Number four. What is the machlokus between the Rashba and the Ran? According to the Rashba, as long as the Isser is in the minority, it is batal if it is lifgam. And according to the Ran, if the Isser gives an increased size to the heter, and now you are happy with the overall size of the tarubas, even though it tastes bad, so it's not batal, even though it's in the minority. Number five, is the taste of a bug lifgam? Explain. Okay, the taste of a bug is lifgam. And those bugs which are lifgam, their taste will not usher food. However, the bug itself is usher unless it spoils a little bit. Number six, if the isser gives no taste, does it need a bittle? Explain why. According to the Shach, it needs 60. He has his proof from the Gid Anasha, and you could say simply because it needs to mevatel mamashos, even if it melts. According to Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Prima Gadim, in the name of the Pri Chadash, Rov is enough because it's not giving any taste, and all you need to do is need to mevatel it by Rov. Number seven, why doesn't the Ramah rely on not bar not in the case of the spoon? Two answers. Well, the first answer is that it might touch the side of the kedera, and therefore, if the spoon, the blias in the spoon, were not pegam before it was used in the second topshiel, so those blias go straight into kedera and will usher the kedera. And the second answer is that because we're dealing with iser, so by iser there is no nap or not. Nap or not is always usher by isurim. Therefore, you need a lifgam along the way, so they make it nap or not the hetera. What is halacha lamaisa? It's question number eight. So, since the Mishpat Zahav holds like the Taz, we're going to hold like the Taz that unless it's lifgam in the first pot, then even though it's lifgam in the second pot, if the kedera, the second kedera will be usher. Question number nine. Why doesn't the Mahaber say that the reason honey cooked in a non-Jew's pot is mutter because stam kli eino ganyoma? The answer is he's dealing with a case of even a ben yoma pot. He wants to teach us that meat gives bad taste to honey or oil, even in the case of a ben yoma pot. Question number 10. Is meat and honey pugum? Explain the machlokus. What is the din? According to the Mechaber, meat and honey are pugum. According to the Ramah, meat and honey are not pugum. And the halacha lemaisa is that we say meat and honey are pugum. Meat and honey are not pugum. And therefore, only in a Shas Hadchak, according to the Sfardim, they say that meat and honey are pogum, or Nehefsa Meruba, they are pogum. Otherwise, the halacha is that meat is nosen tamu shvach the honey, and even oil, and therefore one should be machmir, that's nosen tamu shvach, and it won't be batal. Okay, that's the shir for shir number 12. That's it. Thank you very much.